ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Teo, and welcome.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I hope that your morning has started off wonderfully.
That's right.
If it has started off.
If it has not started off wonderfully, coming up, I've got a list of common morning routine mistakes, so we're going to help you make it better.
Yep.
You may have already screwed up how to wake up this morning, but at least tomorrow will be a better day.
Tomorrow's a new day.
I mean, come on. It's 6:15. You already messed it up today? Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a great Tuesday. We've got New Music Tuesday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Really excited about that. We got a lot of crazy music to premiere.
We do.
So that's coming up. Also, of course, breaking news right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Random phone call time.
What?
Because we can. Static.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to have a hit. Mattel, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Don't even sweat, man. You got it.
All right.
It all comes natural. I just watched God's Not Dead, so you got this.
Thank you.
Hey, can you do me one favor? I just watched this last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo, crazy.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, but can you play Southtown before the 6:30
yes.
o'clock? Oh, yes, because I'm 10 minutes away from work, and I can really use that song.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll play
we will,
for you.
Oh, boy.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
That's how easy it is to get a request in.
It's true.
Speaking of morning routines. I could use some really good old school POD to
you
wake me up.
You want a South Town?
I could
you
really
want a South
that.
Town?
Morning routines. We'll talk about them coming up because apparently a lot of people are messing up in the mornings.
Yeah.
Time Magazine found ways to help improve your morning routine, so of course we'll be talking about that.
Has Time Magazine been watching me?
I guess.
Gosh.
They want to fix it for us.
It's the paparazzi, man. I can't even go outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also Quality Tam Tuesday. We've got your Duke City Gladiators tickets. That's right. We have tickets.
We do not have confirmation that they will actually play anymore.
We do not.
But we have tickets
we
in
have
case
tickets
they do.
For the Duke City Gladiators, the new professional indoor football team playing at Tingley Coliseum.
Ooh, neato.
We got your tickets for that. Also, we got your preparations for this Friday.
Ooh.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
What are you going to be doing? I know what we're going to be doing. We're giving blood.
Blood.
United Blood Services will be on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. We'll be out there broadcasting live, hanging out, and giving up some of our blood.
Giving that blood away.
We can truly say this job is blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that.
Speaking of, I think all three will be happening during breaking news. That's on the way.
Oh, no.
Also got some U2 and, you know, some King Baby James. This one going out to Pool Boy.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll help wake you up, get your routine going strong this morning.
Hope so.
Happy Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hola. It's time for breaking news. 6:30. I know I've had a few people ask me about birthdays.
Mm.
They do, and they say they miss them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do, people.
Everybody's born every day.
There's nothing that I can do. So I'm sorry. But I can still give you some news that's going on in this world. Today is March 31st. It's the last day of March. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Can we have a truce right now, you and I?
Yeah.
No pranking each other?
I won't prank you.
I know. I hate April Fools.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I hate it.
I want, you know, I originally wanted the baby to be born on April Fool's.
That would have been amazing.
I am now happy that it was not born. He's over a week old.
That's incredible.
He turned a week old yesterday. He's an old, old guy.
Old soul.
Just used to this world.
Dude, speaking of, I got to help you out with that because, man, you've been a parent for an entire week now.
Apparently.
And, it can get exhausting, draining, daunting. I found a list of 7 steps to rejuvenating your parenting skills.
So I need them already.
You don't get burnt out.
I'm already sick of them.
Dude.
Sometimes I just look at them and go, why did you ruin my
life?
What did I do to you?
Why? Yeah, I'm going to help you out.
I brought you into this world. I can take you out. I would never hurt a baby. Do you know, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I've got to protect you at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
When he rides in the car with me, I don't know how to feel.
Right.
I understand what the teenagers mean when they say, I can't even.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, now I can't
even. Yeah.
It's an odd feeling.
I feel you.
You see that?
Yeah.
Even and odd. Contrasting ideas. That's why it's funny. I'll explain to you guys the joke
now.
There's a thing that people say. It's called I can't even.
Yeah.
It's an odd statement.
Right?
Do you get it?
I got it.
Okay.
All day long, I'm a math guy.
Breaking news.
Oh, man.
It's time. You are stoked.
I am so excited!
He is so excited because McDonald's has decided that they're going to test all-day breakfast. That's right. Another reason why I wish I lived in San Diego, that's where this is going to go down.
Only San Diego?
McDonald's is giving late sleepers and big breakfast fans something to smile about by serving McMuffins all day.
Yeah, all day!
In San Diego.
Woo! Only in San Diego.
It'll test out all-day breakfast at certain restaurants in the San Diego area beginning next month.
Who goes to McDonald's for anything other than their breakfast?
That's a good point. I do not. The only thing I ever get at McDonald's, if I ever go.
Ever.
Is a McGriddle.
See, Egg McMuffin.
I don't go
Man.
At any other point in the day.
There's no point.
There's not.
Oh, breakfast all day.
Now, you're a kid out there and you're thinking, but what about the Happy Meal?
Oh, that's true.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
I bet if they do this and it catches on, they'll introduce a breakfast Happy
Meal. Man, hotcakes all day. I love their hotcakes.
I love McGriddles. And if this would have been in effect while I was touring.
Right,
Oh, gosh.
You'd have been so chubs.
I'd have gained some weight.
Yeah, man.
Me and Coon, man. We'd have been competing for fattest. It would have been awesome. He would have won. Sorry, Coon.
Oh, man.
McDonald's is struggling to turn lousy sales around and has announced a number of menu changes recently, including a plan to cut back on chicken raised on antibiotics. It's also bringing back its chicken tenders called Chicken Selects, and they're going to test out all-day breakfast.
All-day breakfast. Hotcakes.
Hotcakes all day.
I'm pretty sure I want to go. We don't get to take.
San Diego.
All right.
Next piece of news.
That's fine.
Speaking of overweight, we hear a lot about obesity.
Yeah.
Plaguing the population of America, especially in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Especially in New Mexico, believe it or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, most cats and dogs in the U.S. are overweight. Who says this? Figures released by the Association of Pet Obesity and Prevention. Because apparently you can get a job doing anything in this USA. Some 58% of cats and 53% of dogs are overweight, according to APOP, or APOP. Or the Association of Pet Obesity and Prevention, because that's real.
That's a real thing, guys.
The most astounding thing about this news to me is that there's an Association of Pet Obesity and Prevention.
Yeah.
A group of people got together and said, you know what we can do? We can found a group.
Make our cats not fat.
Trying to prevent obesity in our pets, and we can get paid for it.
Wow.
You know why? Sarah McLachlan commercials. That's all we need. They appeal to the heart. They pluck the heartstrings.
Yeah.
People can't stand it anymore. Veterinarians advise pet owners to ask if their dog or cat is obese. Who do you ask? The cat, of course. Or the dog.
How do you feel today, cat?
How do you feel? Beans looks at me and he goes, meow. I get it, man. I know that baby.
Yeah.
He's got that little bed that you can't sit in. I know. You know what I'm excited about?
Huh?
We went to the pediatrician yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said that cats are good for babies because
really?
It helps them build immunity.
I like that.
And we have two of them. Johnny Danger's going to be
double
awesome.
Immunities. Speaking
He's
of,
got immunity!
You've got cats. But what does that mean for dogs? I found a study about dog germs and what it actually means for your body. It might surprise you. That's coming up as well.
That sounds pretty
awesome. That's a different. That's a whole different thing.
Oh. I am so excited right now.
This is wonderful.
So is everybody in a New York City bar.
Why did Matt Gentry do such a terrible job loading music? Gosh. Matt, go back in time and fix it. Anyway.
It's pretty bad.
One wily coyote made its way to the roof of a bar in Queens, New York on Monday morning, probably taking those old, Warner Brothers cartoons a little bit too seriously.
He had an Acme crate.
He was really just frustrated at all of his interactions with the roadrunner.
Right. Yeah.
He said, "Forget this. Where's the bar?" Anyway.
How is this possible?
A guy named Matt, who is obviously related to me because his name is Matt. Related. He was at his office when he saw what he thought was a big dog on the roof of a garage of the LIC bar across the street. Yes, everyone, I'm talking about a bar. Quit freaking out. There was a coyote on top of a bar. It turns out, this coyote was on the prowl, not necessarily for prey, but trying to figure out how to get off of the roof of the bar in Queens, New York. How did this coyote end up on the top of the bar?
Got me.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
A coyote walks into a bar. Okay? A coyote, a roadrunner, and Daffy Duck walk into a bar.
Yeah.
I don't know how to finish this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you start jokes and you don't know where to go. That's why it's important to always have an out, Steve-O. You gotta have that out.
Speaking of outs, we all know that Daffy foot the bill. Hey-o! Because he's a duck.
He's a duck.
Because he's a duck, guys.
The bill.
Because he's got a bill.
He's also got 2 feet.
He's got...
It's a double-sided joke. Anyway, Brian Porter, owner of the bar in Queens' Long Island City neighborhood, was shocked when he first saw the animal. Apparently, he or somebody else, they went up to see, because they thought it was a dog.
Right.
They went up to check on it. It was a coyote.
Hey, coyote.
So then they promptly came back downstairs and they said, that's a wolf. There's a wolf on top of the bar.
Wolf on the roof, people.
You get that wolf away from me.
I just didn't realize coyotes traveled that far north.
I didn't know they were city people.
I didn't either.
I thought they were more accustomed to the rural area.
We see them all the time on the west side. I just assumed they stayed in New Mexico and just hung out here. That dude traveled. Traveled to New York.
Sergeant Brandon Ryan of the New York Police Department confirmed to CNN that police responded to the reports of the animal on the rooftop. But when they arrived, it fled the scene.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
Dude. Oh, sadness.
Local news. Ready for this? Oh. Good memories. No. Good memories.
Yeah.
But terrible things happened at an Applebee's here in Albuquerque yesterday.
What?
One man was shot Sunday night, not yesterday, after two motorcycle clubs got into a fight.
That's like, that's like blocks away from here. That's that Applebee's
That's that Applebee's?
Yeah.
No more half-price appetizers after 8 from me. Anyway.
Wow.
Officers responded, and the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, so nobody died. But they're trying to question everybody to see what happened. And, of course, no one's talking.
Hey, man, you don't talk, bro.
Yep.
You don't talk.
Nobody's talking.
Especially when you're a member of the Suns.
We're getting zero cooperation from witnesses or victims, says APD spokesman Tanner Tixier. No arrests have been made, and the restaurant was back open yesterday.
What?
With the amount of gunfire that was going off that night, we're lucky that an innocent family or innocent child inside the restaurant wasn't hit, says Tixier.
Here...
Yep. Okay. Officers said one motorcycle club, Wheels of Soul, was inside the restaurant holding a fundraising event when a second group, the Bandidos, showed up. The groups got into a fight, and then it spilled into the parking lot. Now nobody's talking. And I think it's best for us to quit talking about it.
Yeah, me too. I was gonna make a comment about it being an Applebee's, and I mean...
Yeah.
You heard an app. But then I remembered that I was talking about two local motorcycle gangs.
I know.
I'm just going to...
I just want to say that I'm afraid of motorcycles anyway.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to ride one.
Yeah.
Is it like a bicycle?
I don't know.
In what could be the most ironic story I found this morning. It's Easter. And at Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. But in Pennsylvania, the opposite happened. This guy... Oh, gosh. This is awful. They were hanging up Easter decorations. Stop it. They were hanging up Easter decorations. And then a guy got crushed by a tombstone. He was tying a cross to a grave marker in Throop, Pennsylvania's St. Joseph Cemetery. When the top of it unexpectedly tilted off of its base, it landed across his waist and pinned him. I guess the guy's poor wife tried to move it. Didn't happen.
Yeah. That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Guys, it's terrible.
Why were you playing the Undertaker music, Steve-O?
Well, I saw Tombstone and I immediately thought of his signature move.
What it's called?
It's called the Tombstone. Yeah, he does the Tombstone, and then he literally pins them.
It's just a terrible, unfortunate accident. I've never seen anything like that. I'm going on almost 30 years. Said this guy, Kurseman, I guess he's a police officer. Andy Kurseman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real sad.
Yeah.
So if you're out there hanging up decorations, be careful.
Be very careful, guys.
Pay attention to what you're doing. Maybe don't get under a giant piece of concrete.
Oh, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
Hola.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve Oteo with you.
Yes. We are here.
And we're excited.
We are.
We got a big New Music Tuesday today. Oh, man, look at this list.
I know.
Yeah.
And we got this other song.
So
don't forget.
That's right.
We got some good stuff, guys.
We really, really do. Where to begin? It is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the brand new songs premiering here on Static Radio. You can get your vote on at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Hang out with us. Like us. Be our friend.
Be our friend.
facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can chime in on all the latest songs. And we've got a doozy.
We got a doozy
of a New Music Tuesday for you. We got some great stuff today.
A doozy of a New Music Tuesday.
Really, really looking forward to this day.
It's going to be real nice. I got a potted plant out on the porch just getting soaking in all that sun. It's going to grow. That's the metaphor for today.
Where do you want to begin? Here?
Yeah, let's start.
Is this
there.
The first?
Okay. This is the first one.
I wasn't sure if these were like, yeah. All right. Dannon.
Yes.
Dannon Kane.
Yes.
He is an artist.
He is.
He hails from somewhere.
Somewhere. I think it's a new artist.
Yeah.
New to us.
New to us. This was a submission from, I believe, Nashville, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We got it yesterday, and they said, hey, what do you think? And we said, we'll tell the people.
We'll tell the people.
So we're telling you, and you tell us. The song is called No Words. Hopefully you have some. Dig it, bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dan and Kane, right here on New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
You were faithful. You were strong. Even when the world is burning to the ground.
Dan and Kane, No Words. Which, ironically enough, is words.
Ah,
dig it or bury it, facebook.com.
Never saw that coming.
/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Benny says, for a song that is titled No Words, he's got a lot to say. I like it, though.
Okay.
Matthew says, meh.
Okay.
Willie says, ... No words. But bury. He didn't like it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh,
you can also chime in by giving us a call. Stop it.
What?
505-338-3700, the phone number. We get stuff sent to us all the time.
I'm going to sing about it.
Local artists. We also have the Nashville machine, if
that's,
you will.
That's where Dan and Danity
where it's just like, hey, check out this soft serve ice cream. What do you think? We're
what
like,
do you
well,
think? Vanilla.
I don't know.
Elizabeth says, song solid, talented artist, dig.
Okay.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. It was just kind of there.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's in there.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Moving right along. This next song, she's been putting out stuff recently, which is great.
Yes.
She's been around for some time.
A long time.
Talking about Tiffany Arbuckle, a.k.a. Plum.
Not the fruit. The person.
Her latest song is called Exhale. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Plum.
Static. Brand new music from Plum. The song is Exhale. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about that. Yeah. One there from the Plism.
From the Plism?
Yeah.
The Plism.
It's how Snoop Dogg would totally tell us.
I don't know
who
Snoop,
that is.
So I don't know. Oh, Willie put up my picture I sent him. Jay Danger approves.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly says, love it, love everything about it. Where can I buy it?
Ooh.
Bill says, dear Lord, no. He loves Plum so much that he is taken aback.
Okay.
He cannot handle the greatness.
Wow.
Matthew says, not bad. Alicia says, it's okay, I guess.
All right.
I guess.
Give us your thoughts. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a lot of music today, man.
Dylan says, nah, dog. Nah, dog. That ain't me.
Amazing. On the way, we've got some, we've got music from Dustin Kensrew, some brand new Daniel Bash. I'm really excited to hear that.
Yes.
But now, speaking of artists who haven't put anything out in a while, this is 7 years coming.
Yeah.
Brand
it's been
new
a
music.
Long time. A band called Tree 63 broke up a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The singer went through like a faith journey.
Really?
Or something. And I guess they're back together. They did a crowdfunding thing recently. It was successful. And
okay.
This is the first single from their album that's called Land. And he said, what did he say? The meaning of it is like when you're out at sea, the one thing that you're hoping for is land.
Ooh.
And so that's kind of like the whole purpose of the record or whatever. And it was just talking about how God is like our land.
I like that.
You know?
All right.
And so this is the first single. It's called The Storm.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Tree 63, The Storm on New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Your chance to vote on all of the newest. Tons.
Yes. Tons. I like Tree 63.
Yeah, me too.
I've always liked them. They have kind of a Coldplay vibe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's look at all the plethora of comments. I've got two. Woolly says, an improvement on the first album, as one would hope in 7 years, but I still don't like them.
Okay.
Bill, with a chip on his shoulder, says, ew.
And a beard on his face. That dude is grizzled.
He's got a chip on his shoulder and a beard on his face.
I like that.
Spread negativity all over the place.
You're welcome. Not really. I'm kidding, Bill. Dylan says, if I remember them correctly, not much has changed.
Okay.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I thought it...
Speaking of changes.
Pretty decent. Yeah.
This next one.
Oh.
This has been a change in her life.
This is a big change.
This is a ginormous change. Joy Williams, formerly of Joy Williams, then went on to the Civil Wars, then
yes.
Formerly of the Civil Wars, and now back to Joy Williams.
Right.
Although she is still a brunette.
Yes, we think.
Originally, she was blonde.
She was.
Then she went Civil Wars and turned emo.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's back with her original name, but not her original hair.
Nope. It's all new. And this is a celebration song about that hair. It's called Woman Oh Mama.
Yes. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. She's only one half. What does she do when she's solo?
She's only one half of Civil Wars, but she's the whole of Joy Williams.
That's good. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's New Music Tuesday with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Mama, 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 mama,
woman. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com.
Tell us what you think.
Radio.
I wanted to play that song because, like you guys know, I am a feminist. And I wanted everyone to know where I stood. And that's why I'm here.
That's right.
Dylan says musically it's very different and interesting.
I really liked it musically.
Plus, she is a beast of a musician, Dick. Mm-hmm. And that's true. You don't mess with that girl's voice. She can sing. David says, I like her voice. This song is just okay, Dig. Alicia says, no, thank you. Bill says, woman, make me a sandwich. He doesn't understand our feminist agenda. Let's see. TJ, also not understanding, says, this song is sexist. She's taking the breakup awfully hard.
Oh, man.
She does have a universe wrapped in her skin.
That was the oddest lyric, yeah.
The funny thing about that is in the description, she says that's her favorite lyric.
That's funny.
Yeah. Interesting concept.
Okay.
Also, I think it really made me think of The Lion King. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But I loved it.
Oh, man.
I loved it.
Yeah. We have too much fun here.
Nah, it's Joy Williams. Her voice is it's unparalleled.
Yeah, you know, I agree
with that. You
can't
not play a new Joy Williams song.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, you know, on the heels of the breakup of the Civil Wars, it's good to hear that she's still out there mixing it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stoked. All right, keeping it going on this new Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about this one. What? Whoa! The Diamond Edition Aladdin. Was that us talking about this yesterday? So good. So good. Speaking of so good, man, we got some brand new Emery coming up.
Oh, we do.
Some Maddie Mullins.
Justin Kintzrew.
I'm excited, dude. To get us there, this band, they're called New Method.
Yes.
Song is The Blood. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Can we just listen to Disney songs?
I'm fine with that.
Never go wrong with Disney tunes.
Could we replace New Music Tuesday with Disney Music Hour?
Yes.
And it's just Disney
music.
It's
just Disney tracks.
Yeah.
Sadly, that'd be better so far.
How could you say that? How could you say that?
I mean, you know.
Hey, you don't say that.
It's just because we grew up with those Disney tunes. So
hey,
it's
you
more,
say that.
More recognizable. Yeah. All right. New Method song's called The Blood. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Recognizable.
Booyah, Static. The Blood by New Method. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Bill says prelude. Brandy says digs. Gerald and Annie says liked it until the vocals came in. It sounds like he's shouting at me. BT Dubs, I'm in the car with my parents, so you should tell them hi.
No.
We're not telling them hi.
We didn't even plan that.
That's right. TJ says, hey, what do you know? A worship song redone by someone not named Citizens. Hard to bury this one. Laura says, no. They just ruined a reverent song. Dylan said, at parts, his voice sounds like a mix of Nickelback and Jeremy Camp. Angelica says, love this. David says, no, thank you. And Casey says, dig.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's play this one over here next.
Yes. Oh, man.
So our boy, Jeff Schneeweiss, who recently has been in some hot water, because apparently old number one gun hasn't been getting back with their Kickstarter perks.
But instead, he's doing solo stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He's done solo stuff for years now.
He really has.
He's got a new project called Giants, or a new song called Giants. It's something.
I'm excited, man.
Jeff Schneeweiss.
Front man of number one gun and Jeff Schneeweiss. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Jeff Schneeweiss.
Yeah.
Schneeweiss.
Schneeweiss.
Song's called Giants.
Mm.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That was lovely.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. Tell us what you think, though. We want to know your thoughts.
Let's hear.
We both enjoyed. We're also biased.
Yeah, we're
huge
biased.
Fans.
Matthew says, help me, please, no. Travis says, negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. Dylan says, love it. Bill says, still waiting for this song to start. I like Jeff, but this is a no. Brandy says, not so much. Kevin says, and now something completely different, dig.
Okay.
LaShawn says, this is fresh, man, dig it. And he says, hashtag put it in rotation.
Okay.
David says it has an interesting sound. Alicia says, I can dig this. And Joelle the Nanny says, no.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Hi, Joelle's parents.
Yes.
Gosh. Hi.
Hello. If you're still in the car.
Good job making that one.
Good time, guys.
Moving right along.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love this worship artist.
I had never heard this guy.
Oh, man.
Until recently, we were talking about worship artists, and all of you were like, Daniel Bester, however you say his name.
Yeah.
And so, lo and behold, he's got a new single from a new record coming out, and I was like, well, I'll listen to him.
He wrote a really incredible song that was ruined by the Newsboys.
No, what's it called?
God's Not Dead, Like a Lion.
He's surely alive?
Yeah, that's his song. He
what?
Wrote that,
what?
And his version is incredible. But unfortunately now, it's equated with cheesiness, and it makes me sad, because he's a great, great worship artist. I can't wait to hear this. Brand new music from Daniel Bashta. The song is Sea of Crimson. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. In seas of crimson. Daniel Bashta, Seas of Crimson. Dang, dude.
Yeah, I think that's how you do a worship song.
Yeah.
Brandy says, great song for Prelude. Bill says, this isn't even K-Love or Air One or Prelude material. Please make it stop.
Gosh, I wish Bill were here because I have coffee in my hand and I want to throw it at him.
No, that's not how
huh?
we respond.
What? No. Oh, okay, sorry.
No. Nate says, I feel like I'm in an old Baptist church trying to be edgy with drums.
What?
It's good, but Prelude may... Trying to be edgy with drums. You guys, listen to this.
Guys, Baptists, right?
Listen to this dance beat.
Four on the floor.
Kevin says, started growing me, so dig. David says, where's the bread? These words are my jam.
Oh, nice.
Dig.
I see what you did there.
You win, David. You let me win. You win. Nathan says, did I just step into a Lifeway bookstore? Dig. No, you did not. Donnie says, dig it. Casey says, dig. Dylan likes it. Travo says, digging this.
All right.
Laura says she likes the song, not really feeling the vocals, Barry. And Joel the Nanny says, good lyrics. I can like this.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys.
Neato.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to rock this.
What are you ready for?
Dustin Kensrue.
All right, yes. This is the second song from the upcoming release. From
guys,
Mr.
April
Kensrue.
21st.
That's when it comes out.
Guys, April 21st.
My friend has a calendar event.
Woo!
For the release of
guys,
this record.
Guys, new Dustin Kensrue.
Yeah, this song is called Of Crows and Crowns.
This is one that they're actually giving right now on iTunes if you pre-order the
ooh.
Record.
Yeah. Ooh.
Carry the Fire, the name of the brand new record, releases April 21st.
That's cool.
A couple songs that you get if you pre-order it or whatever.
Nice. Let's
I'm
get
excited.
To it.
Dustin Kensrue.
Here it is.
Of Crows and Crowns. Dig ooh. It, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Of Crows and Crowns by Dustin Kensrue. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. From his Circle of Fire record. The release is April 21st.
Guys, that was...
Carry the Fire, I mean.
That was a very romantic song.
It was.
It was very romantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was well done.
It's Dustin Kensrue.
Had some brilliant lyrics in there, and I enjoyed it.
Mm.
Bill says, apparently I'm the only sinner on New Music Tuesday today, so yeah, this song is a meh. I guess Bill just, I don't know, are you
okay,
Bill?
You woke up, man. Yeah,
calm
listen,
down.
Bill, listen.
Nobody took it there but you.
I know, man. Hey,
sweet,
listen.
Sweet Bill.
It doesn't have to be like that, all right?
Oh,
sometimes
no.
You wake up, it's the true. Music doesn't sound the same, the coffee doesn't taste the same,
oh.
Your toast just is different, your wife, well, she's a wife.
There she
you know?
Is.
It's like, crap.
I mean, you got Phoebe's in town. You got Michael Harvey in town.
Right?
Dude, turn it around. You got a beard on your face.
Yeah.
Calm down. Have a good day.
Yeah. Gosh.
Dust that dirt off your shoulder.
Turn around, Bill.
You got this.
You're too old to have bad days. You don't know how many you have left.
That's true. So make them all good. Annette says, yes, anything from Dustin is an automatic dig. Joel the Nanny says, it's Noel City, but I guess it's okay.
Okay.
Clopez says, yes, put it on repeat.
Mm.
Clopez, come hang out with us like you said you would. Laura says, that's what I'm talking about. Dig. Nate says, yes, dig. Play it again. Alicia says, love this. David likes the sound. And Kevin says, perfect jam for his toast.
Ooh.
Dig.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got three left for you.
What?
Some really good ones, man.
Oh, no.
This next one, he was actually here in Albuquerque this last week.
He were.
Memphis Mayfire played a show, and he's got a solo project.
He does.
This is Matty Mullins, frontman of Memphis Mayfire. A rocking it song is called Glory. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static. Matty Mullins, frontman of Memphis Mayfire. A little different sound than Memphis Mayfire. The song's called Glory. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Is it Bill's birthday this week?
Friday.
Friday. He says, yes, it is a good week. What with Thebes and socks at my house, Thebes' birthday, my birthday, etc. It's just way too much worship for New Music Tuesday.
Ah.
How about some regular music? Barry!
It is the week of Easter. Get off our back.
Joel the Nanny says, why is he shouting at me? Austin says, double dig. Gotta love some Matty Mullins. Nate says, I'd prefer Memphis, but I dig this. And Casey says, dig.
Okay. We got two more for you.
Two
and guess
more.
What? Neither one of them are worship.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Really excited to premiere these next two tracks.
Yes.
I have not heard this next one, but yesterday when you said, got the new Emery.
Yeah.
I beat a little.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you need a cleanup?
I did. You know?
The cool thing is they're putting this out through Bad Christian, their own record label. And Devin, or who I affectionately know as the other guy that sings in Emory, is back to record vocals.
Yes.
Yes.
And Toby, Devin.
Man, this is my favorite kind of Emory song.
Oh, man.
It's not
okay.
Super heavy.
Yeah.
Although, I will say this. Right now, they're doing a series of podcasts where the guy named Matt in the band, and mm-hmm. also from Matt and Toby, and then
yeah.
he's the other guy in the Bad Christian podcast stuff. He's going through, what's it called? Break It Down. It's called the Break It Down podcast, and they're taking each song from their new record, and they're giving all the background, how they recorded this, what
okay.
they used, what the lyrics meant, and all that. And so, they've done two so far. This was the first one. And again, that's a podcast that you can subscribe to.
Yeah.
And you get to hear these songs.
All the new Emery.
Yeah.
Amazing. Brand new Emery. It's called Rock, Pebble, Stone. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
You pushed my.
Yep.
Steve-O, did you like that song?
Emery, Rock, Pebble, Stone.
How did you feel?
Ah! I loved it! I love Emery.
Willie says, a bit bolder sound, like in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh.
Dig it. Kevin says, it's pretty cool. I'll dig it. Bill says, not a fan of their style, singing over the top of each other like they do. However, it's a breath of fresh air compared to the other stuff. Love you, Steve-O. Not talking to you, man. Good. Good. I'm glad you're
you
working.
You did it!
I'm glad.
Woo! You did it!
I'm glad he's working through his stuff.
Oh!
Crystal says, this just makes me so happy. Dig. Laura says, I like it too. Dig. Dylan says, classic Emery. Love it. And BT Dubs, Bad Christian Podcast is awesome. Nate says, dig. Can't go wrong with these guys.
Man.
I love the high falsetto vocal yes. that he slips into.
Gosh, dude. I'm
really
so
good.
Happy for new Emery.
Yeah.
Makes me very happy. And it's not even the last track.
No, the last track is going to happen after these
yeah.
these little
we
got to
take a quick break. Coming right back, some brand new music featuring your lovely bride.
Oh, man.
And a really good friend who was just on the show this last week.
Oh, what? Man.
We'll talk more about that on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah. You know it's a good New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
When Dustin Kinster's new song is like the fourth from last. Just heard from Maddie Mullins.
Yeah.
Brand new Emery. And the final track of the day, so stoked we finally get to premiere this.
Oh, I'm excited too.
I remember the first time you and I got to listen to this song, and we were both like, what?
It's going
to
be good. I'm excited.
What?
Firefly has a new record coming out in May.
That's right.
We have a new baby.
You have a new baby.
But that's not going to stop.
New record. New Firefly tour.
From putting out good music.
That's right.
And so they called on their friend Steven.
Yeah.
From Amberlynn.
Mm-hmm.
Firefly and Amberlynn kind of grew up together, sort of. They were both from around the same, Copeland.
Yeah.
All from the same
Under
area.
Oath.
Yeah, and around, back in the day, they used to all play shows together.
Yeah.
And so Steven and Don go way back.
Yeah.
And they finally got to feature him on a track.
That's right.
From their new record.
Brand new Firefly. The song is called Safety. This one featuring Steven Christian, who was just here this last weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about it. Brand new song.
Brand new.
Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new Firefly. The song is called Safety.
Yeah.
That one featuring Steven Christian from Amberlynn. Crap, dude, that's a song!
That's what I think, too.
So good.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'm really sad to say, guys.
Yeah.
Bill is losing his hearing. His old age is getting to him.
What?
He said he can't differentiate between the girl and the boy in that song. Bill, in this age of gender confusion, you're going to need a hearing aid.
You really are,
because
man.
Because unfortunately for you, you're not going to be able to make it outside, my friend.
Yeah.
You better get on that. You might want to get a motorized cart, too. You never know. TJ says, first of all, what were they doing out of the kitchen? Chelsea says, Steven Christian sounds awesome with Firefly. Dig it.
Yeah.
Nate says, dig, best Firefly. Yet Annette says, what a combination of great voices. We got to meet Steven and his lovely wife. Thanks.
Yeah.
Kevin says, yes, totally digging it. Annette says, wow. Alicia says, love, love, love. Jason says, very much dig. And Wooly put up a picture of tens.
Tens.
Tens, tens, tens. Guys, I will pay all of you for your compliments after the show. Thank you. I'm sure Don and Jay Danger appreciate it.
Oh, man. That song, seriously, it still excites me just as much as the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
And, man.
My boy Nick texts and he says he loves that
song. Yeah, dude. Wow. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Brand new song from Firefly. The song is called Safety. I have a question, music director.
What's up?
Because, you're in the biz.
Okay.
Firefly, Resuscitate, 12 weeks, number one. It's the number one CHR, it's number one right now.
Yeah.
So then they put out like another song that you know has got to be number one.
Well, the exciting thing about this song is that they're working with a bunch of new people, and this song has a possibility of getting pushed not only to Christian radio but
to mainstream
too.
Okay.
So if we're lucky,
yeah,
you'll be hearing that not only on this station but The Edge also.
Because I know you see like Skillet, and it's like, oh look, they're number one, number three, number seven. So does Resuscitate just stay?
I don't know.
How does
work? Okay, this is what happened with Waverly, because we had Praise and Adore was rocking on the CHR chart, and then they were like, okay, this is about the time that songs start to taper off.
So let's throw in Mad Men.
Usually songs have a shelf life.
Right.
And so, well, Praise and Adore was CHR, Christian rock. So they pushed out Sleeper, but then Praise and Adore passed its shelf life and kept being good. And so nobobody added Sleeper, which was like, oh, well, it's because you've got this other song that's doing so good. And it's like, yeah, but I would also like to have a career. What about the other song?
Yeah, but what about this?
Please don't make us a Sleeper band.
We
became one and then broke up.
Well, that was my question, because this song is incredible. And I'm like, man, but Resuscitate is still so good. It's still number one on the charts.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Tell me, you're the husband. You
Maybe
should know the dealings of your spouse.
I think I've paid enough people for this to be number one and number two, but I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know.
I just never know. So
no, I don't know what's
going to happen. That's
amazing. Ideally, what would happen is Resuscitate would stay and highly placed in the charts, but then this song would also do well.
It's incredible.
And cross over. That's my hope for it.
Dude, absolutely incredible. Let us know what you think about all the new music. It is New Music Tuesday. Of course, if you missed any part of it, we will be rocking it again at noon. Mitch and myself rocking a New Music Tuesday recap.
Recap.
That's so good.
Except for the recap, what we're going to do is we're only going to play the songs that Bill hated.
Yes.
Which fortunately was for us was most
all of
these
them.
Songs.
Okay. All right. That's good. Man, coming up, of course, Quality Tam Tuesday. We have tickets to the Duke City Gladiators, the brand new professional indoor football team. They play here at Tingley Coliseum. We got some Aaron Gillespie CDs. We also have a list of five common morning routine mistakes. You're going to want to stick around for that because apparently we're all blowing it when we wake up.
Like,
we're just doing a terrible job waking up, guys.
No!
Morning routine, it's important.
You got to do something.
That's on the way. Oh, man. Speaking of new music, I can't wait to hear new music from Acceptance. These guys are back together. They're working on new music.
That's exciting. And, that's super exciting.
I cannot wait. In the meantime, we'll just have to deal with the Phantoms record, which is no problem for me.
We'll just have to take cover.
Okay. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on traffic-wise. Let's take a look. There's an accident I-40 East at I-25. That's going to be quite the headache.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Tamara. You are here, and now everyone knows it.
Testing 1, 2.
Lots of construction. We got traffic signal repairs, Unser Boulevard Northwest at Lion Boulevard at Paradise Boulevard. Watch out for that. And, of course, like I said, lots of construction all around the city, so pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic. Tamara, would you like
name.
To talk more? There it is.
Traffic brought to you by
Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And if you need the zip code, it is 87109.
There you go.
They have great coffee.
In case you guys want to send Tam a letter.
Mm.
In case you guys want to send me a letter.
Welcome.
Handwritten letter.
New Music Tuesday.
Steve-o, good morning.
Teo, Tam.
Steve-o, we got to turn the Tam cam around.
Oh, yeah, the Tam cam.
Good morning.
There she is. Hey, Tamara.
Did you have fun this weekend?
I did.
Our girl Tam from Battle Drums Worship this weekend. Our boy Steven from Amberlin doing guest worship for Palm Sunday.
Yeah, he did great. He did wonderful. We were a little nervous because we had to learn two of his songs. I was a little nervous. You know, I'm sure everyone else didn't care, but I was.
We were in the green room, and it was before Saturday night service.
Okay.
Because Sunday it changed. It changed,
didn't it? Did.
So, we're in there, and I'm listening to everybody practice.
Yeah.
And I hear this incredible riff coming from Stewart's guitar, and I'm going, oh, they're going to do Unwinding Cable Car for worship. That sounds magical.
That's cool.
And Tam's going, I'm sorry, I've never heard this song. I don't know this song.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
Tamara!
I didn't say that. Here's what happened.
You had the lyrics on your phone.
Tamara, do you recognize this song?
Okay, here's the thing. Steven had to sing this song. And you know, if you hear him now, you can hear him singing, okay, a couple things he's singing, and then na 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 na, you got this thing going on, then you bring it back down, and then this voice kind of comes in, but it's his voice. And that's the beauty of production, my friends. And so when we go live, sometimes it's harder to do it live. So I did the best I could, and I had to be his voice. And then he says, can you just do the... Na, 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 and I had to go na, na, at the end. needed to do that.
Yeah, she did the ending. Like the very cool part at the end of the song, she was doing it and he was just
he asked me to
was
do
it
that.
Awesome? I'm sad I missed it.
You didn't.
I mean, it was okay. How do you think you did? Did you think that was good?
You know, I think I did my job.
No, this is a manipulation tactic. Don't respond.
Don't respond. That's what you do to your kids.
Did you think that was quality,
Tam? You think you're lying? So I agree. It was, you know, I felt like I told him, I said, Steven, I practiced the other part, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, I mean, cause, and I was like, nope, he's not having it. I better sing that other part. So I did sing the other part.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had this, like, this sing off because he said he could sing longer than I could. And so during the services, we did a battle.
You too.
And we just tried to hold it and hold it and hold it. First service, he got me good. He went a good 5 seconds.
Remember, this guy lives where it's like sea level, and you're used to this elevation.
True.
And he still schooled you with lung capacity.
Schooled you hardcore.
Anyway, that was the first service. But then the rest of the services, we tried to more so blend like a team. I'm sorry. I still have an ear infection and sinus infection. Shout out to Tones.
I feel sorry for you more and more every time we have this. Love you, buddy.
So, anyway, it went well. It was great.
It was fantastic. We had a great time.
We had a blast. Yeah. Here's where... I mean, we could still talk about Steven. I have to vent about something else.
Oh, no! What?
Let's hear some vintage.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I dropped my phone.
Flat on its face. Can we please talk about other important things?
It cracks.
Okay.
My life revolves, in a sense, besides around Jesus Christ.
Yeah, throw that in there.
Because,
get it in there real
because
quick.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, he's important too. But my phone.
I work from my phone. I call from my phone. I text. That's what I do.
You email?
I work a lot.
You correspond.
It sounds to me like you have a long distance relationship with Jesus.
No, not with your phone.
It's close. We're real close.
Yeah.
So then, I dropped my phone. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to, you know, the Apple store, whatever that other store is, you know, the Pears.
Walmart.
Am I allowed to say their name here? I don't know. They tell me. Well, you just did.
The Pears was a good cover after the fact. Nice choice of fruit.
Pears, they told me, we're going to charge you $130.
Well, yeah, you dropped your phone.
And I said, no. I'm walking out of this place. So I leave.
Oh, no.
I get out of there.
You got to your car.
You don't know me. And I'm throwing stuff and tripping people.
You don't know me.
I was tripping everyone.
I see this happening. Of course you were.
I tripped a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet that kid deserved it. I stole something from the corner store.
Tamara from the Battle Township here in Calvary, Albuquerque.
And then I marched to my car.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I said, I'm going to Verizon.
No, you didn't.
So I went, I mean, the Horizon.
They're literally across the street. Did you have to get back out of your car?
I went on a different day.
Okay.
So I go there, and I'm like, I'm not paying $130. No. Give me an upgrade.
When did you do any of this? There's no way this happened.
Tamara, I feel like you went home and wrote a nicely but sternly worded letter. And then you put it in the trash because you felt bad.
Let's talk about what really happened. Because what really happened is you're like, excuse me. I'm really sorry about this. I hate to inconvenience you. You see, I dropped my phone and my whole life is on this phone.
Yes, I am Tamara from American Idol. Maybe you saw it.
I don't know.
I was on there for like half of an episode.
I don't want to use that.
And then they gave me the boot.
You know,
and now I lead over at Calvary.
And my phone gave me the boot.
The Lord told me to come in.
I brought my grandma with me.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Talk about manipulation tactics.
I brought my grandmother because I knew she needed a new phone. She has a little Barbie toy phone just like my mother.
Barbie is a better phone, tell you that much. Are you guys mistreating your grandmother?
So, then,
yeah, grandma, that's a phone. Keep using
it. Honey, I can't hear anything.
That's your hearing aid, Bill. I mean,
so
Tamara's grandmother.
We brought her in. Turns out, sweet Jeremy at the old Horizon.
Was his name actually Jason?
He says, you know what? You guys have multiple upgrades. This big family plan you have, you get a free phone, you get a free phone.
He opened it, and you get a car, and you get a car.
And you want to know what else he did? He
gave my sweet little grandmother
a plastic flip phone.
Did she get a new plastic flip phone.
Your grandmother has a nicer phone than me.
She got an iPad.
What?
Dang, dude. I bet she has no idea what to do now.
You really did walk into an Oprah episode.
Did she get it and go, is this a newspaper?
Where are the pages?
You want to know what her favorite part? She wanted an iPad so she could FaceTime her granddaughter. It was precious. Okay, but you want to know what her favorite part was?
What?
That I could make the screen wallpaper yellow.
It's the simple things.
Do you look forward to your old age?
I could make the letters and the numbers bold, and I can make that background yellow.
That's adorable.
She said, "Can it look like the Tweety's coat?
Like Tweety's coat?"
Okay.
So I did it. Put it on there.
So I did it.
Hey.
So here's the thing. I got a new phone, guys.
Good job. I don't have a six.
I just have a 5S.
Can I see your phone real quick?
I don't know where it...
I'm really glad that you...
Please tell me you lost your phone.
Got a new phone, but not a new number, because one of my least favorites is when you get the mass text. And it's got like 96 numbers attached to it, and it says...
I know.
Hey, guys, this is Jason. It's my new number.
And then you know, 4 seconds later...
You get 130 texts from everyone else going, cool, man, got it.
Got it. Just put it in my phone.
Hey, that's the best way.
Good to hear from you. So happy it's you. Hey, who else on this text?
Yeah.
Who is that number? Who's the 505 one? Oh, my gosh. Is that New Mexico or is that Nashville?
No, check it out. When somebody does that to you, it's easy because you can just go, oh, look, a new contact to delete.
Yeah.
I love this game.
Hey, that's a good one.
Hey, I'm saving room on my phone. Upgraded.
So, guys, we're here. Grandma got an iPad. Grandma got an iPad from Jeremy.
Okay.
Over there down by the horizon.
All right. You know, we normally play games with listeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But today I had something for you. This weekend, you had an opportunity.
Yep.
Some would call it a challenge.
Special worship.
Yes.
With Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
Absolutely.
We have tickets to the Duke City Gladiators.
Booyah!
Single game tickets. Tingley Coliseum. It's our new professional indoor football team. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
Call in
and win! Oh, no. I don't know the answers.
I know you don't.
Yeah,
so I'm
Tamara,
really excited.
Of course you don't know the answers.
Really, really excited. 505-338-3700.
Wait, I need to test Tamara's dexterity real quick.
Okay.
Whose birthday was it yesterday? Close your eyes. Steve-O, prepare the music.
Oh! I was like,
close your eyes,
Sam.
He closed his eyes.
No, I didn't close my eyes.
No, I'm sorry.
You talked to me.
There was
a
lot of confusion.
Okay, sorry.
Tamara, close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes, Tamara. Whose birthday? Don't you open your little squinty eyes. Whose birthday was it yesterday, Diva?
It was Celine Dion's birthday.
That's right. Did you know?
National holiday for this guy. International.
She is a French Canadian queen. Yeah. She is the songbird of our generation.
That's right. 505-338-3700.
Did you say that?
No, she is.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
She is.
Do you hear that? Oh, that's just unparalleled glory in the form of a female voice. Maybe you don't recognize it, Tamara. That's Celine Dion. Yesterday was her birthday.
Unfortunately, when this song is played.
Yeah. All you can think of is Leonardo DiCaprio.
All I can think about is the fact that you know...
She let go.
I get so frustrated.
Oh, I love you forever. I'll never let you go. You let go.
Like,
you failed.
She didn't even wait.
You blew it.
She didn't even wait like 30 seconds.
Guys. Yeah, but you know like when your spouse has really cold hands and you're like, don't touch me.
Yep. No.
He was literally frozen.
I'll never let... He's at the bottom.
He's truly frozen.
Guys, she's in the...
And she had to let it go.
It was a prophecy of the oncoming Disney snowy onslaught.
Is Frozen the sequel to Titanic? I never saw Frozen.
Highly
and it's
likely.
Literally about her letting it go.
Yeah.
Because she had to let him go because he was frozen.
If we could go back in time... And we could use that and say, soon there will be a film.
Soon and very soon, guys. You're going to be okay.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king.
Hallelujah. Duke City Gladiators, professional indoor football. We have single game tickets.
Yeah.
At Tingley Coliseum, people obviously over the moon about the new football team because, man, the phone lines are jammed.
Golly. Guys, quit calling so much a lot.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to score tickets, and it's very simple. We're going to play an easy game.
Yeah.
Tamara, this weekend you rocked worship with Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
Sure did.
You guys did multiple Amberlin songs.
Yeah.
What songs did you do?
Unwinding Cable Car.
We did the Unraveling Cables of the Cars, and then we did Finland. Those are the two songs we did.
She's a huge Amberlin fan. Obviously, I knew it the second I heard him rehearsing, and she was looking at me going, do I go up here? Do I go up?
No! It's because I had to say, I wanted to do it right. And so
finally,
I,
Steven's looking at you and he goes, it's the same note.
I turned it into...
It's the same note. You hit the same note.
I wanted perfection. And he said, I want you to make it your own, Tam.
I want you to learn
so
who
I did.
Amberlin is.
I
Static!
Did.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Crying babies.
Hello.
Hi, how's
good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a fan, Berlin?
Yeah.
Good. This is good. Here's the game.
This is great.
Do you happen to know lyrics of Amberlin songs?
Just the two we covered.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen, caller. Tamara this weekend sang multiple Amberlin songs.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to quiz her on Amberlin lyrics. Now, my question to you, caller, is do you think she will actually get the lyrics correct or not?
I will say yes, she will.
Ooh, okay.
Why do people have so much faith in you,
confidence.
Tam?
She, what's your name, caller?
Adriana
is putting faith in you, Tamara.
Adri, right. Baby, listen here.
If I mess up,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, can we play it versus me?
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're just changing it up.
I have tickets to the Duke City Gladiators professional indoor football.
Yeah.
Also have the brand new Aaron Gillespie worship CD. Now, here's how it's going to work.
And Tamara's going to give you her new phone.
I'm going to give Tamara... I'm going to give Tamara a lyric to the song she sang this weekend, and I just need her to finish the verse.
Okay.
All right, you can do it.
Okay.
All right. This is the correlation of...
salvation and love.
Keep going.
Don't drop your arms.
Uh-huh.
I'll guard your heart.
Uh-huh.
With every quiet...
with what?
With...
This is it. If you can... This is it, Adriana. She's counting on you. You
got this.
Save these
Tamara,
with
you
quiet
got this.
Words, I'll lead you in and out of the day.
Yeah. Thank you, Tamara.
Wow.
She did it. She did it, caller. You win.
Amazing. Woo. I'm so proud of you right now.
Adri,
so
baby, thank you.
Adri.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with some tickets and a CD.
Man.
And maybe some earmuffs, too.
Man, see, why not?
That was terrible. That was that?
That was a lot lower.
Do you ever, in fact, sing when you're on the stage? Or is it just, is there a vocal track that somebody's turning up?
Can you tell me the name of the song you literally just sang?
Seriously. that's
I mean, you sang it this weekend. Steven, frontman of this band, said, Tamara, wow, your voice is incredible. I want you to make this song your own. This is one of his most important songs, and he let you run with it and lead, and he was doing like harmonies for you leading his song.
And I sang Unwinding Cable Car.
Okay. All right.
Did you just tweet that?
Did somebody just text you?
I don't even have my
phone.
Who knows where it is?
Let me check out.
It's probably with my keys. That's probably where they're at.
Quality.
You just
damn.
Amazing. Coming up, more opportunities for you to win. She got the first one right.
She did.
We're not done with Amberlin trivia.
Look at all these wonderful people in her pictures.
Oh, no.
You're in there.
Join us, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, got some Mumford & Sons. Right now, it's Jason Barrow, City of Lost Children, on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static radio.
Careful, traffic.
Did Tamara just drop the mic?
Yeah.
Ugh. Turn that mic down. Feedback.
Just always putting herself first.
Oh,
that's
my.
What I hear. There's an accident, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. There's also an accident, I-40 East at I-25. There's construction all over the city. And it looks like there's about to be a train wreck in the studio. I'll throw it over to you, Tam. No, I'm kidding. That's your look at traffic.
Train wreck and traffic brought to you by Tamara, because it's all about her.
Yeah! Little nice.
Good morning. Welcome
boys.
To Team Awesome Tamara Party.
I'm
we changed the name because it's all about Tam.
No, yeah. It's not. No, it's not.
Featuring Tamara, Steve-O, and Teo. First time I've ever done a morning show where my name wasn't first, but Tam needs her name first.
She's got to have it first. And she said, it's about Tam time. And we said, it is. It is.
Tam,
that's what it's all about.
From Battle Drums Worship. How you feeling there, Tamara?
Here, let me switch it to the Tam cam. Hang on.
Yeah. We actually have a camera dedicated solely to Tamara because she needed her own camera angle. That's what she said. And we provide it for her.
We did.
Each and every day.
We're good friends.
I wanted to help you. Because
I hope the Lord shut his ears off to you guys at this point. That's my prayer. My prayer is that he says, girl, I know you. I know what you do. It's okay, girl.
What? Is he Toby Mac all of a sudden?
I got your back, girl. I got you.
Wow.
I got your back. I'm on the attack. I got you, girl.
I got your back.
Amazing.
I got your back.
Team Awesome Morning Party, and we've teased this
all
earlier.
Morning.
Yeah.
Is that a good habit?
Apparently. I don't even know. But if you're having a rough day like Tam, it
you're
could be
bullied like me.
That your morning routine is just off. Do you have a morning routine? Do you have I get up, I got to do this first, I do this second, this is the way it is, or you're just kind of whatever about
it? Yeah, we don't, so my husband and I, we made a rule. We don't get out of bed until we prayed.
That's good.
Together.
That's cool.
That's really good.
So my husband, he'll pray, and then sometimes he'll read, you know, unless I fall asleep, then I have to read my own thing that day. But no, we for sure make it a point to pray.
Okay.
And then we get out of bed. Now, he's more the routine guy. He can on the alarm. It goes off, and he's up, and he sits there, and he takes it the day in. Here we go. And then he gets up. He goes to the shower. Mm-hmm, he gets his thing. Mm-hmm. He does got that thing. For me, I'm like...
See, this is why. This is why you're in such a terrible mood.
Gosh.
Just your routine.
What day is it? What day is it?
What? October?
What time? 8 o'clock! I'm supposed to be singing right now!
Wow. See, no.
He's a Marine.
Is that why you push the service back?
According to Time Magazine, there are 5 common morning routine mistakes that people are making every single day.
Tell me.
So we want to, you know, the morning sets the tone for the day.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Apparently for you, tone sets the tone.
Tone sets a tone.
But number one, waking up to unpleasantness, probably the worst thing you can do.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Whether it's an unpleasant noise
or the
an
flipping
unpleasant
on of
situation.
Lights.
Yeah. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but choosing the most annoying alarm noise could be one of the worst things for you. What do you wake up to, everyone? Do you have like a
set? I wake up to...
Was that black and yellow? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's what I wake up to. My husband, on the other hand, is all meh, meh, meh. I'm like, oh my, that's enough.
Listen, if you wake up to obnoxious noises, it's going to make your first feeling of the day one of irritation or annoyance. So if you have irritants in your life or things that annoy you, certain tones or sounds that just make you want to punch things in the face.
Yeah, like the toilet at the gym. When I flush that toilet, man.
What?
It's so loud. There are some toilets that have this high-pitched noise that I have to plug my ears.
Wow. Similarly, don't let yourself fall into a cycle of hitting snooze for 5 minutes only to hear the annoying sound again, because that...
Oops.
All over again. It's the irritant when you
wake
up.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
I set...
I'm so embarrassed.
How many alarms?
How many?
Please tell us.
Well, if you just go to your iPhone and you see how many alarms that you can set at the max level.
Are you serious?
Tamara,
no way. Tamara.
I set them all 2 minutes apart.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, just get out of bed.
Listen to me. No wonder. No wonder you're not a morning person. When you wake up, you have to wake up for good. Even if it's hard, you try to gently bring yourself out of sleep. Hey, all right. Use some of your favorite music as a tone. There are so many apps now that can use music you love as a tone.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Or going to bed early to nap some extra sleep.
These are actually be the kicker.
Yeah, good tactics to making the awakening process easier. So either you need to go to bed a little earlier or use soothing music or both.
Both.
And, you know, my trainer from the challenge.
Yes.
Mikey, he says.
Is his name Mikey?
No.
Okay.
He says it's Jason. He's we just call him Mike.
He works at Horizon.
He says, you know, how's your diet? How's your water?
Yep.
How's your this? How's your that? I'm like, man, it's good. It's good. And then he's like, how's your sleep?
Ooh. You gotta sleep.
You know what? That's a problem, man.
Yeah.
My mom's lost like 20 pounds and 16 inches. I've lost like 10 inches and like 7 pounds.
Ugh.
I should be with her.
Listen, I'm going to forward you this article. The 5 morning routines that are messing up your day. Number 3 is actually skipping breakfast.
Oh,
that means good diet.
Oh, man.
Good sleep, good diet, very important.
Do you eat second breakfast?
I do.
No.
At 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Rushing through your routine, also a no-no.
Okay, that I do.
You're more likely to have off days when you're running late and you need to rush through the routine.
What about the people who work well under pressure?
They use that as an excuse to put things off.
Yep. Which is funny because 4, throwing yourself immediately into work also.
Oh.
On the list of 5 things that are terrible for a morning routine.
Man.
It may seem like throwing yourself into work immediately is one of the most productive things you can make. After all, you're eliminating downtime in favor of directly working. But doing so can actually harm your long-term productivity because you have no warm-up or cool-down period. It's like a workout, brah.
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
You gotta stretch. You gotta get ready for the day. You gotta face it.
That was a nice stretch.
You like that?
That was good. It was more like a toe touch, but...
5 horrible habits for your morning routine, putting off the difficult tasks.
Ooh.
There's always going to be a major challenge.
Is that like in high
docket.
School when I was like, oh my gosh, I have the test tomorrow. I'm going to take a nap.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
just exactly
what that is. Yeah, that's just lazy. That's just rough. No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing I'm not in high school anymore.
Hey-o. Listen, your routine will never, ever, ever be perfect. You're not going to nail down like this perfect morning regimen.
Hey, is that on the routine thing? Try not to be perfect?
Yes.
Because that should be on there.
But here's the thing. Don't be
that
discouraged.
That hurts my feelings when people get real
mean. You can't be discouraged if you encounter difficulty at first. Routine takes consistency,
yeah, guys.
Discipline, and time,
time
to change.
Time to change.
Just keep at it. Listen. When Matt first got here, we were both working out hardcore, bro.
I know.
Okay?
And you just needed time to fade off.
And we just needed time to get into that routine. Matt did that.
I did.
I did not. And I look like the Bruce Banner version to his Hulk. So.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. True story.
Not true.
True story. But that's okay, you know? I'm okay being like the
skinny
scientist.
But you have a great head of hair. Like, you have so much hair on your head.
Thank you, Tam.
Thank
you. I do.
I mean,
I really do.
You got to count that for something. You got to count that for something. There's no way that you are 47.
It is. Will you stop it?
Tamara.
Because
we would like to continue the show, but you told us that you had to go, like, you had to write something soon. So we have to end
it's like
based around your schedule, right?
Around your schedule.
Isn't that what you said?
Like, oh, there's the guy. He's one guy she can.
Her chauffeur is here.
Yeah,
we better.
It's been good.
Yeah.
We've had fun with you.
Had a great time. Thank you for.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Thank you for enhancing our day with your presence.
No, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Awesome morning party.
Thank you.
Yes.
For that.
It's been good. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast. At Quality Tam. She has taken over.
How about her? It's a domain.
No longer do we have our own website. It all belongs to her.
Oh, man.
Or by going to mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Don't forget.
Hey, and I'm excited about this. Easter Sunday.
Yes,
over
dude.
At the stadium, UNN Stadium.
Lobo Stadium.
Lobo Stadium. You guys are going to be singing.
We're going to be closing out the service. Now, we've got an awesome group named...
Battle Drums, Tam.
No. No.
Is it Tattle Drums?
What's the...
Is City Harmonic, dude.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
City
trying
Harmonic.
To get the... Oh, my.
Definitely.
So, City Harmonic.
She's like, I don't remember. I just know
City
I'm singing.
City Harmonic. Everyone's going to say, oh, that's the... Oh, the Our Father
oh, yes.
group.
Hey,
the Our
no,
Father
they,
group. That's what they call
single,
them.
Their biggest single, Tamifesto. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal. We have a song that we're going to be playing. Pretty awesome. We're excited. We're going to close out the thing. I asked Steven to stay, you know, so he could do the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said, I've got to go back
home. He said, you mean
the
national anthem?
He said, I have to go back home. So now, in you guys' honor, they've asked myself and a good friend of mine to sing the national anthem.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hashtag blessed over here.
Yes.
That's nice.
So stoked.
Anyway, so then that's going to be it, guys.
All right.
So you can also visit us at battledrumsmusic.com anytime you'd like. Battledrumsmusic.com.
That's right.
We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Page. I personally don't have
at
any of those.
Quality Tam. That's
just,
good.
Just Instagram.
Just
at
look
Quality
at
Tam.
Quality Tam. You'll find it. Everything you need to know about Battle Drums.
That's right. Come to Easter. We look forward to it.
That's right.
We do.
All the details, calvaryabq.org. That's it for us. We're on out. Mitch is in next. And if you missed any part of New Music Tuesday, Mitch will be back at noon recapping everything with Tamra. Mm-hmm. She took my spot. So
cool.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. I will be back, thankfully, because Tamra told me I could. Until tomorrow, it's Tam Awesome Morning Party.
Tamra.
Static.